So our text is our epistle reading that Ben read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And this is written from the Apostle Paul in regards to these Christians in the city of Corinth. And they were basically all baby Christians. None of those people would have grown up knowing about Jesus. They would have all grown up in their pagan society of Corinth. And so Paul's talking to them, or writing to them, in regards to growing up in a pagan culture and now coming together as believers in Jesus. And like all of us, we all grow up in our culture. The Bible tells us that we are to be in the world or in the culture, but not of the culture. Okay? Not to be, not to mirror our culture. That's what makes us different as Christians who are witnessing. Not that the culture is evil, but that the culture needs to hear God's love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. And that we as Christians live that out in, speaking it, proclaiming it, and also in sharing it. So, like all Christians, this church in particular had a group of people. We don't really know how big it was, but there were different gifts and talents and abilities that the Apostle Paul refers to very specifically in verses 4 through 7. Okay? And I want to kind of broaden those descriptions there in the saying that we all have similar talents, gifts, and abilities, but we all have unique ones. Okay? We may have something similar, but I may use that gift differently than you use that gift. Okay? And vice versa. But the problem was, is they began to compare their gifts, talents, and abilities with each other. And that was starting to divide them as Christians, but also as a church. And so Paul reminds them that the most important spiritual gift that God has given them is faith. That's what unites us also as Christians. But like the people in Corinth, the Christians in Corinth, we too have a tendency to look to our culture, cultural things, for our sense of worth and identity. And so Paul reminded them and us today to look to the one who gives us these things as the source of our worth and our security and our identity. And some a few examples of that is we may have a tendency to, compare our marriages to other people's marriages. Our marriage doesn't look like theirs, or I wish that you acted more like this person in our marriage. We do this with our jobs. I wish I had their job, or I wish I had parents like they did, or an upbringing like they had. I wish I was popular like she is. I wish I had money like they do. And the list goes on and on and on. As we have this tendency to compare ourselves to others. And usually it's a negative thing for us in them. It's an attitude that can not only lead us to be hard on ourselves, but then jealous and to want to covet what other people have. And when we do that, we oftentimes overlook what we have, what God has blessed us with, what God has given to us, even in our talents, gifts, and abilities that He has given to us. And so this text, there's several truths here to remind us, to guide us in service and in these activities. Because we may not even understand or know what, like back to this picture of this paintbrush, right? We may not know what paintbrush we are in that can of paintbrushes. And so God gives us abilities and activities for us to express those gifts, talents, and abilities. And we as a church provide opportunities to do that as well. Some churches actually have a spiritual gift inventory that you can take this little assessment and it'll kind of tell you if you have more tendencies in serving, maybe with your hands, or maybe with your mind, your intellect, or in a physical way. There's just different ways that we're all created, that God has created us, different tendencies, and then also with different inclinations, okay? One of us may be better at paying attention to detail. One of us may be better at, troubleshooting or something like that. And then oftentimes, we are kind of drawn to that in our vocations, in the jobs that we have in our careers. But God has you there for a reason and a purpose that goes beyond just making ends meet. That's really the point of this today. The other point is that he calls us to join him in his work. And he does that in our jobs, in our communities, but also in our families, our immediate family, and also in our extended families. And all he does is call us to do that, okay? It's a big task, and it is difficult and hard at times, but yet God promises that he equips us. And what I mean by that is all he wants us to do is to share his love and his forgiveness, his grace with others through speaking it and then through living it out. But oftentimes we say, well, I don't see any change in that person, or in my work environment, or in my family even. But God doesn't expect us to be the inspector necessarily. He knows what's going on in people's hearts and minds. We don't. He just calls us to join him in his work in those different circles of other human beings that he calls us to. And so, he requires us to be faithful to him, and to utilize whatever gifts, talents, and abilities that he has given to us. The Holy Spirit is the one that takes the seeds that are sown and produces the fruit. And so we don't have to worry about, as I said, the results of that. If that is God's part of this, okay? And he does that through these different gifts, talents, and abilities. Or you could say through these paintbrushes. And these different colors that he can express himself to this world. Speaking of the way that God expresses his creativity in this world, if you look at your hand and you look at your fingerprints on your hands, right? When you go to the state patrol office or wherever to get your fingerprints, have we all had that done? Anybody not had that done? Anybody not have your fingerprints taken? Okay, it's quite an experience. Hopefully you're on this side of the bars, on the visiting side. If not, I'll still come visit you. But when they take your fingerprints, do they just take one fingerprint?
Nope.
No. Why don't they just take one fingerprint? Because each finger has a different print. Not only this hand, but your other hand as well. That is how creative of a God we have. And did you know that there is not one fingerprint that is repeated in all of humanity? That's why you can always go back to fingerprints for identification. Also do your name as well, beyond that. But fingerprints. just shows the creativity of a created God that has created us, who loves us, how he's created us with all these different fingerprints. We all have them, but they're all different. And that's a great picture of how he calls us to exercise our gifts, talents, and abilities in this world as he calls us to. And so may each one of us be a paintbrush in the Master's hand as he continues to create his masterpiece, dipping into the variety and colors of love and grace and mercy, given in different amounts, different combinations, different times, different circumstances, but for a unified purpose: to serve God by serving others. Faithfully administering God's grace, his means of grace in various forms, so that in all things that God would be praised to the glory of himself forever and ever. Amen.